Welcome to the monthly meditation. Make sure you're in a quiet space. We'll be together for a few minutes. Sit quietly, if you can, close your eyes, and begin taking deep breaths. Whatever range, whatever depth, and whatever timing feels right to you. Use your intuition wisely. Pay attention to your breath, understanding that you're in control of your most vital resource, your breath, which can translate to your energy. As we focus on self-care, we remember how often we forget to love on ourselves, perhaps because we're busy loving on others, and that indirectly fills our cup up, a version of self-care. Or perhaps the intention is to avoid ourselves, to not feel everything, to forget how important we are in the grand scheme of existence, and how important it is that our cups are full so that they can runneth over. Because even if we give of ourselves, if we do not also give to ourselves, we cannot give as richly to others. There's almost a frequency missing when we're unable to love on ourselves in equal proportion as we do others. So now, make an agreement, a pact with yourself, that in some way, your subconscious mind will pique itself when you're forgetting to take care of you. When number one is being excluded from the love that you exude, the service you give to your family, your friends, perhaps your work, and remembering that it's all integrated, it all comes full circle, it's all connected. You cannot care for others without caring for yourself. Make this agreement now that you'll break the rules of what self-care has to look like, but that you will stay in connection to your soul self. And if that translates to action in the 3D world, things you need to do like a bath or a walk in nature or journaling how much you love yourself, how grateful you are for where you are today, allow for it to. And if it simply needs acknowledgement to just bring in that frequency of self-care, just by becoming aware of it, just by remembering that you do in fact love yourself wholly and completely in your higher self, not in the fallacies that some of your mind may tell you, but in truth, perhaps that is enough self-care. Now we remember that sometimes we avoid the care of ourself because we know that it will get us where we want to go. Which brings us to the question, what is the worst thing that could happen if I have everything I say I want? Consciously, we shrug it off. Of course I want everything. Of course I deserve it. Of course, it would only be wonderful. Yet somewhere within us, there may be a voice of another, maybe a thought we think is ours, that something will not go according to plan, that something may cause pain for ourselves or others, or that something may be lost in achieving everything we consciously say we desire. This is the time to bring awareness to those fears, to bring awareness to the fallacies, to pour in infinite outcomes, infinite possibilities, and not one fearful one as to what could happen when your wildest dreams begin to meet themselves, when your higher self begins to run the show. Make that agreeance now. Your higher self will come through when those fears show up, when you find yourself sabotaging, when you forget how perfect you are. It is human in nature to do that. There's no guilt or shame needed. Yet it's also untrue, because our human selves are a small fraction of all that we are, of all we can accomplish, and of all we're meant to be. Take these next moments to breathe in truth, to remind yourself of your agreement with self-care as often as you can, so that you feel in every moment you possibly can that your cup is running over. So much so that just by existing, that overflow impacts others. And you will remember as well, anytime a fear comes up, you will remember and you will address the incorrect thought patterns of what is the worst thing that can happen if you have everything you've ever wanted. And you'll rewrite those rules as soon as they surface. Choose this now. Take a deep breath of truth, of your truth, your own authenticity. It's yours alone. It can look any way you choose. And it is a choice. Thank you for joining me. I wish you blessings. And in case no one has told you today, I love you.